surprised you didn't come up here and burn the test. You've been studying it, huh? That's good. British introduction. Okay, now a few things about the test. Everybody have a test? Oh no, here comes Mr. Kuhn. He's wandering in. It's Mrs. Austin. Okay, a couple of things about the test. Okay, nothing on page 1, page 2, page 3. Okay, first thing on page 6. Page 6, check all that apply. Question number 2, just so you won't be confused. I don't know who Herman Ho is, letter F, but he is supposed to be Czech, so that'll just save us the complication of dealing with that later. Everybody gets question 3 correct. The answers are A and then D through G. And somebody can tell Phyllis, hurry Phyllis, you're missing out on some bonus points here. You don't want to miss those. Okay, then everything on page 7 is fine. Page 8. Now you have to read these statements carefully. Statements P, Q, and R. And it says remnant members. This is question number 6, page 8. And letter P. Remnant members of 10 tribes who joined the southern nation. And then it says, before the captivity of the southern nation. Now, that one's pretty easy to follow. Then it says, letter Q, remnant members of the 10 tribes who joined the southern nation during the captivity of the southern nation. And so that means, it doesn't mean people who joined during the captivity. They didn't join during the captivity. But it means the remnant members who joined when they did, but now are they, whatever's being asked, during the Babylonian captivity. So they're two separate statements. It's not talking about some group that joined during the captivity. Nobody joined during the captivity. You were either in or out long before the captivity. And the same thing is true with letter R. Remnant members of the 10 tribes who joined the southern nation, and then after its return to Palestine. Well, nobody joined after the return to Palestine. They evidently weren't around, so you have to see that it means those who joined when they joined, but now we're looking at them after the captivity. So that's how you have to understand that. Otherwise, it's kind of confusing. Then on page 9, everybody gets question 8 correct. And the answers are E and F. E and F. So that's question 8, page 9. And you also get on page 10, question 10 correct. And the answers are D, E, F, L, and M. So you all get question 10, page 10. And that is all the unmerited favor that I can show. So we'll take 35, 45, whatever amount of time you need, and then we'll correct them. I hope you get those ones correct that I gave to you. If not, it's just not your night. So, so. And there's Tony. Tony, pick up the first 5 minutes on tape. No. Just missed all these revisions. Next time, you really need to. Thank you. some of these on this list of identifying whether they're Jews or Israelites, you have to take each one separately. And maybe it'll help some of you, this thing about whether or not which of the following we're taught in class is proper meanings or applications for the name Israel. Maybe for some of you, maybe you also need to write in just the term Israelite. And we're talking about, as shown by the latter, the bottom portion of question 6, we're also talking about spiritual Israelites. But, and the whole issue is taking any one of these groups mentioned or people mentioned and the time in which they're designated, could you walk up to that person, point to that person, in some manner identify him as a Jew or as an Israelite? And if you can, then under the question that's identifying those that are Jews, you check those as Jews, and those that are Israelites, you identify them as Israelites. And I don't know if others are having a problem with letter X on number 6, but where it says the Jews returning to Israel today, that has nothing to do with whether they're a Jew religiously. It has nothing to do with why they're going back to Israel. And their going back to Israel doesn't change what they are. When they're standing in New York City about to get on the airplane to go to Israel, they'd be the same there in New York City as they would when they land in Jerusalem. And if you could call the person getting on the plane in New York City an Israelite, then, you know, you check the question. If you could call him an Israelite when he lands there in Jerusalem, he's of Israel. And it's an issue of bloodline there. And if he's of the bloodline of Israel, he's an Israelite. And that's just how you deal with it. And don't... It's already complicated enough without... He's not the whole nation of Israel. We're just talking about each individual, each group. Are they Israelites? Is this one an Israelite? Is this person of Israel? That's the whole thing right there. And, well, I, if I were you, I'd just put a question mark. That's what I would do. take our break and then come back and correct the test. That's what we'll do. I'll also pass the rule book. Surprised you didn't try to blackmail me. Hey, thanks. That was fun, wasn't it? Oh,